Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Shavuos and the Laws of Oath in the Sefer HaFlah, which we continue on the theme of a Shavuah that we've mentioned before, that is Shavuos HaBikadon, the Oath of Deposits, but specifically where it's not going to exempt the person from payment, and thus the ramifications regarding to this actual Shavuah. Which Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding an oath when the claim is that of what's called a Knas. As the Rambam says, Hagonim Sharish Shal Chaver, someone steals the ox of his friend. And he slaughters it or he sells it, which in the Torah, there's a specific liability of one being liable five times the amount of the ox if he goes and he slaughters it or he subsequently sells it. And so the owner of the ox comes along and says to him, wait a second, you stole my ox, you slaughtered it or you sold it. Voyme says, yeah, I stole it. And that's important where because he's admitting to the actual principle. He says, but I didn't slaughter it, and I didn't sell it. The Nishban, he swears falsely, and then he subsequently admits, he's going to be exempt from the oath of deposits. And the reason for this is as follows. Because had he admitted on his own that he slaughtered or he sold, he would not have been liable to pay for this four or five times the amount of what he had sold or slaughtered. And the reason they issue knas, because it's a penalty, albeit a biblical penalty, like we'll explain the laws of robbery in the first chapter in the fifth halacha, where the klal is, whenever you pay more than what you damage, or if it's a set amount in the Torah, that is called a knas, which we mentioned in the previous parag in halacha base. So the nimsa comes out, it's like this person's not denying quote-unquote monies, because it's not considered monetary law, it's considered penalty law, and if a person would admit, he wouldn't be liable. So the fikr part of Meshavuos HaBikadon, therefore, is exempt from this oath of deposits. Now, b'chayi b'shavuos b'itah, but since Rambam is liable for the oath of utterances, shari nishba sheker shlei tavach, because he swore falsely that he didn't slaughter, but v'tavach really slaughtered. But he's not; he wasn't exempting himself. The liability of Meshavuos HaBikadon is really he owes the guy the money, and he's denying it, and he swears to that effect. Oh, then he's chayiv for those liability of Meshavuos HaBikadon. Here he's not doing it because there's no chiv of mammon. And as we see, a unique halacha, a unique feature in that of Knas, is that if he would admit it, he wouldn't be chayv anyway. So I'm not denying to save myself the money, because had admitted, I would have been exempt anyway. Halacha beis v'chein noyim l'chaber. So too, similarly, if someone says to his friend, hey, mesherchas avdi, your ox killed my slave, which the Torah sets a certain amount of 30 shekalim as a biblical penalty for no matter who the slave is. V'kavav and the defendant denies this, and he swears to that effect. Or let's say the non-Jewish slave who claimed from his Jewish master, and he said to him, Hipaltashine, you knocked out my tooth, and you blinded my eye, which that's also a biblical penalty that he has to send him free. And he denies and he swears to that effect and ultimately admits he's like, you're right. Patam Shavuos HaBikadon, in these cases, he's exempt from the liabilities of the Shavuos HaBikadon. And the reason is, she'ilu hayde, had he admitted that he knocked out his tooth or that his ox has killed that person's slave, lo hay mishalem, he would not actually be liable to pay nishu knas, because it's a knas. And the halacha is that moed b'knas is part of, you admit in the penalty, actually exempt. So he wasn't really exempt himself with this oath, which again, the whole Shavuos HaBikadon is because he's exempting himself monetarily. So therefore, he's not going to be chayiv for the Shavuos HaBikadon. But again, abachayiv b'Shavuos B'itah, he will be liable b'Shavuos B'itah because he swore falsely. Anything that's similar to these types of cases has this type of halacha. Halacha Gimel Rambam continues regarding what happens if there's an oath on a monetary claim or has more than one element. It has a knas element and a mammon element. So says Ram, Halacha Gimel, hatavayas chaveiro, if someone claims from his friend, b'dava shish b'knas, and something that there is a knas element over there, where the person would not have to pay for it if on his own admission, like we just previously explained. Now, but there's also a monetary element, where he would have to pay based on his own admission. And he denies the whole thing, including both the knas part and the moment part, he swears to that effect. Then he's going to be liable for the Shavuos HaBikadon. As Ram says, Kitzad also. Tava va'amalai. Let's say he claims to him and he says to him, Anasta, I petita biti, you raped or you seduced my daughter. And he says, Lo yanasti, v'lo petiti, it's not true, I didn't rape, I didn't seduce your daughter. V'nishman, he swears to that effect. Chai b'shavuos HaBikadon, he's going to be liable b'shavuos HaBikadon. Why? She'av b'shein m'sham k'nas al p'yatzma ilo hayda, although he would not have to pay for the k'nas, which Torah sets out a set penalty of 50 shekalim for having done this to a person's daughter. He would not have to pay it based on his own admission, had he admitted, but he would have to pay for the shame, for the embarrassment, for the damages that he did. That's the moment element. And for that, he's chayv the shvus begun. So the bechinam of the chavei, so the person says to his friend, "Ganavti shayv, you stole my ox." Boimer says, "Lo ganavti, I didn't steal." But nishba, and he switched that effect. Chayv the shvus begun. He's liable to shvus begun. Because she'af a pishin mishal kafel by the asayim. Although a thief, when he gets caught, has to pay double the amount of what he had actually stolen, although for that double penalty, he wouldn't have to pay for it had he admitted, so when he's denying, he's not really exempting himself from that, but Misham was like Karen by the Asa, but he would have to pay for the principal when he would admit, comes out that now he's denying a mammon entity, which is the principal, and for that, he's chayv, the Shemir Sebekot, although for the cable part, it would not make him chayv. Someone says to his friend, "Asisa bi chabur, you inflicted a wound in me." And if someone inflicts a wound in his friend, he's chayef for what's called the chamish dvarim nezik tzar reaper shevus abayishes, which they're all monetary payments, not knas. Voimer says, "Loisisi, I didn't do anything to you." Or hemeshoyche shoy, it says, "Your ox, you killed my ox," which is damages, straight up money, not penalty. Boyman, he says, "Lo hemes, no, it didn't kill." But Nishmani swears to that effect. Chay b'shuas begotten. Again, he's gonna be liable for shuas begotten. She loyed because again, had he admitted, he would have to pay. And now that he's denying it with the oath, that's what's called the shuas begotten. Now, locha hey, the Rambam continues with a more interesting case regarding it's an oath that will exempt him from liability. And so, and therefore, how this is addressed with shuas begotten. Let's say he gives his ox to a custodian that's watching for free. And the ox dies. Now, without the negligence of the watchman, and the shemer would be potter because he is not chayiv for the death of the animal. Now, he claims and he says to him, "Where's my ox that I deposited by you?" So, amalai, he doesn't say that it died, which he would be exempt. He tells him, "Not sure you didn't deposit anything by me at all." Or Yishomala, he tells him something else. He says, "Hefkadeto v'nignav." You're right, you deposited by me, but it was stolen. Or Yavad, it was lost. Now, these are also claims that he would be exempt from because Hashemachin is potter and Gneva Veda. But Nishban, he swears that, yes, not true, you didn't deposit, or you deposited, but it was lost or stolen. How is the potter m'shvus b'kadon? He's exempt from the shvus b'kadon. Even though he's lying, really, it wasn't lost or stolen, or that he didn't have a deposit. It's just that the animal died. But the reason why he's exempt is because had he admitted and said the thing as it was, which that it died, he would not have to pay the money because he's watching for free, which is not chayiv if the animal dies. So therefore, again, it's not an oath that's exempting you money. Now, but again, the Rambam keeps on pointing out that you be chayiv because you're swearing falsely. Anything like this type of situation where even if you're distorting the truth, and you're saying something different, but since it's not really exempting you from a monetary payment, so then you're going to be potter from the shuras habikad. Halacha vav. Hishal shari l'chaveh. Let's say someone lends his ox to his friend. And he claims him and he says to him, "Heichen shari shashaltim, and where's the ox that you borrowed from me?" Vare asher mes, is the ox dead? Now, a shayel, and this is the same case, but in the opposite, in the inverse. A shayel, unlike the Shemachin, was potter from basically everything. Shail is basically chayv and everything, including if the animal died, even on Einus. So did the animal die? So the borrower says, "No, nignivai avid, it was stolen or lost." Benishbaz, and he swears, "I swear it was stolen or lost." And he admits then he was lying, he really died. Here also is a potter from Shemachin. Here he's going to be exempt from Shemachin. The reason is, Shari le potter asim men tashlum bikvirasi, because in his denial of the claim, he didn't exempt himself from payment, and that has become mukamakam in any situation that is. Chayv ulasham, he's going to have to pay anyway. Bei mace, whether it died like that was the reality, or yinigdava of it, whether it was stolen or lost the way he was claiming, or yinishbo was taken in captivity, because again, he's a borrower, and the borrower is chayv in all situations, even those beyond his control. Commission by mukam, like we can explain in Hilchos Chiris and Perek Av Halacha Beis. So therefore, here, same thing, but in the opposite. He's not exempting himself with this oath because he's actually chayv anyway. But again, he's going to be liable for Shavuot Bita, Shari Nishba Shaka, because he swore falsely. And again, Mechel Kriyat Zbazen, all those are similar to this, which the previous halacha was like, he's not exempting himself because either way he's potter, here he's not exempting himself because either way he's chayiv. And therefore, again, you weren't swearing for on the oath, on the bekadin, to make yourself potter. As Ram says in Halacha Zayin, says Zakal, this is the rule. Kol she'in the poita atzma minet tashlumen. Any situation where the person can't exempt himself from payment, only with this denial, with this claim that he's making, he swears to that effect, and that's Beimim Piyatzman, whether if he does it on his own, or ben sheshbia tebeya b'kava, whether if the claimant is making him take an oath and he's denying and he's saying, oh, you're right, it's not true. He's a chay b'shuvas of God, then he's going to be liable for the oath of the deposits, and that's av b'shle on amen, even if he didn't answer amen, and which generally is like you said it yourself, b'lohitza shuvim epibin, he didn't say the oath from his own mouth. It works what's called meshbin mipi acherim, that if others make him take the oath, that they say the terminology of I am making you swear, and he just denies it, which means to say he's feeding into that, even though he doesn't say amen, or he doesn't say on his own. Either way, again, that would be a liability, since he would be exempting himself from payment on the shavuos abikon. Halacha ches, hagoyim sheikh aveir. Someone steals the ox of his friend. Utvoi v'amalei, and he claims from him, and he says to him, shari ganavti, you stole my ox. V'oimis says, lo ganavti, it's not true, I didn't steal your ox. No, so mati v'etzlach, so what's it doing by you, if you say you didn't steal it? Says, atev kadutetli, you deposited by me. Finishman, he swears, you deposit, I didn't steal it, you gave it to me to watch. So chayv b'shavuos habekod. He's going to be liable for the shavuos habekod. Why? She'ilo ha'idu sheganava, because had he admitted that he stole it, which he ultimately did admit, and he was lying, had he admitted that he stole it, ha'yichayv l'sham to mehashrem mekal mokam, he would have been liable to pay for the value of the ox in whatever situation it is, because a ganav is chayv and oinsin, chayv and whatever happens to the ox. Now the ach of shaman, now that he said b'kod, and who that it was a deposit, now that he's claiming he's a shamer, he was watching it, he exempts himself from if, let's say, it gets lost or gets stolen. Because now, after this admission, he says, well, I didn't say it's mine. I know it's yours, but I didn't steal it. You gave it to me to watch it. If right now, after this, it would get stolen or lost, he would have been exempt to pay because a shamer is not having an aveda, but he's not really. He's really a ganav. So, although either way he's admitting, but it's a different level of admission. The admission that he gave is still an exemption that he's trying to get away monetarily from had he admitted to the real truth of being a ganav, and therefore that's considered a liability of a shavuos habekod. Halacha tes b'chinim toin sheschari. So if, let's say, he claims that he says that I didn't steal it, I rented it, which a seicher is chayim ganav aveda, but he's still potter on einzin, and b'nishman he swears the fact that I didn't steal it, I rented it from you. Chayim b'shavuos habekod, he roses me chayim b'shavuos habekod. Although he's still liable in Ganeva Veda, but he's still exempting himself from, let's say, it breaks, or let's say, it dies, and which a ganav is chayav for, and as a seicher, as a renter, as someone who is renting, he's going to be potter. V'chein ton v'amis otobi claims, and he says, Hishaltili v'nishba. He says, I didn't steal it, you lent it to me. And he swears, where that's even a greater level of liability, so that almost sounds like neck and neck with that of a ganav, so he's not really exempting himself, he is. Because he's going to be chayv b'shavuos habekod. And the reason that is, shari pata atzer min amisa b'shas malacha. Although generally, shal is chayv on everything a borrower, but he's still exempt if it dies because of the work. Meaning, if you're doing the right type of work with that shovel, whatever it is, and something breaks in it due to the actual work itself, that in the normal way, if it dies because of the work, like we can explain the laws of borrowing, that in Perek Alf Halacha Alf, that one is exempt in such a situation. Oh, so that you were still monetarily exempting yourself, which a ganav would be chayv on that, and therefore that's still a liability of shavuos habekod. Halacha Yud Ram continues regarding an oath that has somewhat of an admission that, yeah, I have to give it back to you, albeit differently. As the Ram says, l'fikach. Therefore, since, like we're saying, the whole reason why one is chayv b'shavuos habekod is because at the end of the day, somewhere along this oath, there's somewhat of a denial of monetary liability in some form. So Imam, let's say if he says, Loganafti, he denies the claim, I didn't steal, Avlatev Gadetzli, but you deposited by me, or you hired me to watch it, or you shaltoli, or you lent it to me. But the point is the next word that he's saying. He says, Varishach levenecha. So this ox is yours. Kachayu, take it. Vinishbaz, and he swears to that effect, is that I didn't steal, but here, take it. He's a part of Mishavas of God, he's going to be exempt Mishavas of God. Why? Because he admitted to the principle, and he didn't exempt himself with his denial of anything, because in the previous cases, he's still holding on to it. And that was regarding future liabilities, where he's not going to be liable. And so his denial is an exemption. And therefore, he's going to be chayav b'shavuos habekod. Here, he's like, okay, you know what? We're done. You're right. I didn't steal it. You're good to watch it. You know what? You take it back. So he's not exempting himself from anything. He's giving it back, so he's not exempting himself. And regarding future liability, he's not holding on to it. Halachid ha'vachinim amalai sotabi tells him, you sold it to me. I didn't steal it, you sold it to me. You know what? And I didn't pay for it yet. If you want, either take the monies, or take your object back. Or he tells him, what do you mean? this thing that I have of yours, you gave it to me as wages for work that I will do for you. Im tirtz, if you want, shesalach, I'll do the work for you. Oh, you don't want, or you're claiming I stole this? Take it and leave. Or let's say, Toybederech Mitzazav, he says, I found your animal that was wandering in the road, and I found it. I didn't know that it was yours. You're saying, I stole it? I found this on the street. Now that I know that you're the owner, take it and leave. Or he says, it was running after my cow. And here, take it, it's yours. The Nizbal called Tainim Eilu, and he swears regarding whatever claim of these claims that we just said. He also he didn't exempt himself from anything. Regarding the fact that it's the guy's thing that he claims that I stole it, here, take it. I'm not exempting myself. And regarding the fact that I'm saying it's some other story, that would only have relevance for the future. But he's not holding on for the future. He's saying, here, it's yours and take it. But like we said, he's giving a lie, but he's giving a lie, but again, because he did swear falsely. Halachid Beis, Ram continues regarding an oath to when there's more than one party involved. Let's say the partners or different entities. Someone was owed money to two partners. And one of them made the claim for him, and he denied it to that partner, and he swore. So he's going to be liable for the shvizabakan. And ultimately, even though there's more than one partner, he denied money, and that's an exemption, and therefore he's chayv shvizabakan. Let's say both of them made the claim for him. And to one of them, he admitted everything. He says, you're right, I owe this all to you. But he said, but I only borrowed from this guy only, and not from this other guy. This other guy, I don't know who he is. The Nishan, he swears, the reason is, he didn't exempt himself monetarily at all. He's still going to have to pay the same amount. He's just claiming it doesn't go to that person. That's not an exemption monetarily. Of again, but he's going to be liable for Shavuz Bita. Halacha Yigimel Rambam continues regarding an oath regarding a denial of a loan. Specifically, let's say someone had an outstanding loan that was in a document. The kafar baba nishba, and he denies it and he swears to that effect. This is also another exemption of a shvuz b'kodin. Why? Because although this is something that is obviously obligated, but when there's written in the document, there's a lien on his property, on his real estate. Now, the nimtzizek of kafar b'karka, so it comes like as if he's denying regarding a claim regarding karka, because as if the guy's claiming the land and he's denying it, because any documented loan is a lien on the land. Now, Rabbi Aaron already explained in the previous parak halacha beis and halacha gimel, shakayfa b'karka patam mishvus b'kodem. If someone denies regarding a real estate, he's exempt from that of an oath of a b'kodem, which we learn now from the gzeir sarkasev from the pesukim. Now, b'chayiv b'shvus b'iter b'zgmilam b'shvus b'iter shari nishbal shakal, because again he swore falsely. Halacha yidalad. Let's say there was a loan that he owed, but it was not documented in the shtar, but rather it was just with witnesses. For kaf of an ishba, and he denies and he swears, then chay b'shvus b'kodin, he's gemilay b'shvus b'kodin. And the reason is, shari patar atzma b'kfirasim l'shalom ata, because ultimately, now with his denial, he exempts himself from having to pay right now when the witnesses didn't come yet. Now, although when the witnesses are going to come, he's going to have to pay. Like for us, it's going to, his denial really didn't help anything, because we know there's witnesses. The witnesses are going to come. No, but it helped in the moment when he's denying it, because the witnesses are not here right now. It's not like a document that's right here, and it's not like that it makes it into like a kfir b'karkois, because that's only by shtar and not by witnesses. So he actually did gain something right now, because b'shem lo yivayu edim, maybe the witnesses are not going to come, maybe they're going to die, maybe they're going to be overseas, not going to come. Oh, yivayu like this kind of medusa, maybe they're going to come, but for some reason their testimony is not going to work out, they're going to be refuted, or they're not going to be precise. Oh, yifasu, well, maybe they're going to become invalidated, they're going to say, hey, you're not kashla edis, and so on. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv for this denial with an oath, because ultimately he is, in some level of responsibility, exempting himself with his denial from payment, and therefore that qualifies for the Shavuos HaBekod.